No, I want to go to Sunday school, Daddy. I don't want to listen to Uncle JP.
Good evening, all.
It's always nice to see the church full. So,
now, I've got a question for the kids, but I think we as grown-ups might need to help the kids. So, can anybody tell me, what are these?
Ears.
Are we sure they're ears?
Yes.
Because sometimes we as grown-ups think that this is what kids' ears look like. Like flower pots, which they don't listen to grown-ups. But we as grown-ups also sometimes don't listen to God's word. So, as it seems that we never listen, but it's not just the children that don't listen. We adults also sometimes don't listen. It might be a case that our children want to tell us something. Or is it a case of God speaking to us and we don't listen? We get too busy with our lives that we don't really listen when God speaks to us. That is the big problem of us being, whether you're small or big. Now, Jesus told many parables. Now, a parable is a story. Okay? Jesus told these stories so that people could understand his word better. Because it's sometimes difficult to understand big, difficult stories. So Jesus made it nice and simple, so small and big could understand it. So we don't take what we hear for granted, but we use it to go out in the world. One of the stories that Jesus told was about two different builders. Now, we actually sang the song last weekend about it. Build your house on a? On a solid rock. Yeah, so let's see. So let's quickly read the verse in the Bible, which is Matthew 7, verse 24 to 27. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain came down, the storms rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who builds his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. So, let's see if I can show you what that actually means. So can everybody see? Sorry, I didn't have a clear container. I didn't get you. It's like being at the beach, being able to build a sandcastle. So I'm just going to use the cup as the rock. So, the foolish man's house. Okay, everybody sit down. Built on the sand. And the wise man's house, built on the rock. Now, obviously, everybody needs to blow to create the storm. I will bring the water and the rain. Come on. Come on, kids. Blow. Blow. What's happening? What's going to happen? You're not blowing. The rain's not coming. Oh, it's going wrong way. Ah! There the sand falls. The water was getting too full. I compacted it too much there. We're careful.
Okay. Please get down. The house is falling down.
Yeah. So we often think that it's all about the building of the house, but what if the sand and the rock represents something different? Let's look at it differently. What if the sand and the rock represents our thoughts? Our thoughts that we have every day and the things that impact our lives. Sorry.
What was that?
What if you think, if what we think is not good and we worry about everything? We just sang that. Worry about everything. In our lives, then people, what will people think of us? And maybe as grown-ups, where will our money come from? The worries of relationships, or maybe our health. That is what the sand is. When the world starts to push down on our lives, we have nothing to keep us up, and we just fall away in the sand like the house. So the sand, the house on the sand. But if we build a house on a rock that is based on biblical things, we will know that Jesus loves me because the Bible tells me so. Jesus knew that humans worried about things very easily. And that's why he actually, prior to this parable, he said these words. So if we turn to Matthew 6, verse 26, I'm sure we all know it. It says, Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in their barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? So we don't have to worry about life and the things of the world if we keep God in our thoughts. So let us stop worrying and start building on a solid foundation in our lives with God and Jesus in everything that we have and do. How do we do that? We switch off from the world. We switch the noise from the world off in our lives. And we start to listen. Listen to God. Listening to the plan he has for each and every one of us in our lives. Let us pray. Dear God, help me to listen to your word for my life. And let my thoughts be filled with your thoughts. Be my rock, that I can build a life that is focused on you. Amen.